Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It's cold. It's fresh. It's nutritious. Milk is the most wholesome beverage in the grocery store, and it all starts on the farm. I'm proud to be a dairy farmer and work hard to produce delicious dairy foods. I take pride in my commitment to our land, our cows, and it's my passion and way of life. So raise an ice-cold glass of milk and drink up to your health. To learn more about dairy farmers and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org.
Hi, Dale Phillips here for Old Surety Life Insurance. This is the time of the year that many folks shop and compare their Medicare supplement insurance. Many of you may have had rate increases on your current coverage and could find the same coverage at a much lower cost. Before you buy Medicare supplement insurance, be sure and call us here at Old Surety Life. We'll introduce you to someone that can help you find the lowest rate or tell you to stay right where you're at. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. And remember, keep America in your prayers, Christ in your thoughts, and believe in God's promise.
Good and day, welcome everyone. Back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Morning Commodities.
Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, and
we come back in just a moment.
Live cattle futures kind of mixed yesterday, but the feeder cattle futures, well, big day, triple-digit highs yesterday.
Yeah, the feeders really took off to the upside yesterday, Dave. Trading was mostly higher in the cattle complex, but the triple-digit gains was in our feeder cattle. Live cattle just could not muster that kind of upside yesterday. Feeder cattle saw several contracts have the highest trade they've had the past seven sessions. Now, the question now is, what kind of cash will we see in the feed yards this week? And that is a big question mark out there at the moment. Choice box beef was down 59.
Good day, everyone.
Yesterday.
Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. And as we take a quick glance at our livestock futures, cattle futures, live and the feeder cattle futures. Well, live cattle futures ended up mixed yesterday, but feeder cattle exploded. Finished with triple digit highs across the board yesterday. Hog futures mostly negative yesterday as well. Over on our grain trade,
check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Trend get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here this morning, and well, the grains kind of continue their downward trend over the last couple of days.
That is correct. Yesterday, the soybean futures had double-digit losses for the second straight session. The corn and the wheat also closed negative yesterday. We're looking at a combination of fund selling, continued harvest pressure in our corn and soybeans, and the prospects that the November USDA report next Monday will show increases in the size of the corn and soybean crops. All this is helping to pull prices off those highs that we saw put in late October. Now, prices overnight were mixed early, but are currently trading negative with the December Casey wheat 4 cents lower, December corn down 3.5, January soybeans are 11.5 cents lower, December cotton 35 points lower, December crude oil 12 cents higher, December dollar index is 53 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures trading up 92 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow, like always, and look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning, and this is the Radio Oklahoma Network.